Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I have one of our lovely clients on the podcast, Kelly. She's a single mum. She has three kids. And you said you were 38, hey? 38?
Mm-hmm.
38, yeah. My brain's a bit foggy today. We just did our flight into Dubai and back over the weekend, our visa run that we have to do. So it was a bit of a crazy, like, 36 hours. But anyway, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this to share my experience. I've had such a great experience with it. I try and tell all my friends and fresh talk to them. I'm like, will you tell me about this program? It'll probably help.
Are you like, what's this cult? Like, people always say to me, like, that I talk about it, people think that it's a bloody cult. Well, I'm sort of is a sugar cult, you know? What was I going to say? So perhaps start with, you know, why did you join the program? Like, what were the what did you experience prior, health, weight, you know, diets that you've done? And then what was the turning point where you're like, all right, fuck it, I'm going to do this?
Yeah. Well, I've followed you for probably a year, maybe more. And I had just, let's see, my third child was almost three when I started the program. And after her, my baby weight just did not come off the same way it did with my older two. So I was 38, and it was the kind of thing where I was like, okay, when's it going to start happening? And I was like, okay, this is probably like I'm getting towards 40, probably going to need to like do something to kickstart this process. It's not just going to, you know, come off with nursing or, you know, going back. And, you know, I'm also between like, because my oldest is 11. And I was just about to wean her at three. And so I've been nursing and pregnant almost like I had like a 2-year break in between, but I kind of didn't have a baseline for like what's a normal amount for me to be eating because I just always eaten whatever I wanted and I didn't have any weight problems. So I was like, okay, I'm ready to get this weight off. And I haven't really had any. I haven't really done any dieting or working out in the past. So it was kind of all a new thing to me. I was like, I don't really know exactly what to do. I mean, I've done a little bit, but nothing super serious. Like I'm going to lose 20 pounds. You know, I'd never done that. So I felt very overwhelmed to just start on my own because I was like, well, I could just do a bunch of trial and error and just, you know, try all these different things. But when I saw your program, it was like, everything that you talked about aligned with my own philosophy already. I already ate a lot of the same foods, you know, no seed oils, you know, animal fats, all this stuff. And so it felt very natural to kind of like, I was like, if there's any program I could join and have it fit as seamlessly as possible into my life, I think it would be Kitty's program. And so I think when I start something, whenever you make a change like this in your life, it helps to start at a time when you're doing pretty good. Because when you're having a really hard time with, you know, it's hard to start something new. And I was like, I think this is the time. And I saw your free 28-day program. And I was like, this is great. I love that you offered that because it allowed me to dip my toe in without feeling like, oh, I'm going to make this huge investment and have no idea if it's going to actually work for me. So I started the program in August of last year. So I've been like, it's been about 9 months now.
In the group coaching.
The group coaching program. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away within just the first week doing 10,000 steps a day. And I started tracking my food. And it was so interesting. The first thing that was interesting to me was walking 10,000 steps a day, I was amazed at how much better I felt. Just energy-wise, the consistency of getting outside. I mean, we'd always taken walks regularly, but not every day that much walking. And so doing that was the first thing that I was like, wow, I feel like really good. And when I started the program, I didn't feel really bad. I didn't have like huge digestive issues or anything, but it was, I really just wanted to lose the weight. And so it, but it was super exciting to me to get on the program and realize like, oh my goodness, I feel really good. Like, I didn't know I could feel this good because, you know, I've got kids, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, not getting 8 hours regularly. And so it was really exciting to put, to make these changes and see, oh, wow, even though I'm not getting as much sleep, I feel so much better, even if I don't get a great night of sleep. So, yeah, started the walking. And then it was interesting to me to notice when I started putting everything into the app and tracking my macros that I had been way overeating fat as when I compared it to what was the recommended for like the, my goals and my body weight and everything. And so it was really interesting. You know, a lot of the pro metabolic thing is like not demonizing fat, right? And so I had kind of gone overboard and been like, we're going to do full fat yogurt. We're putting tons of butter and everything. And so that was really interesting to me to see like, oh, okay, so I can kind of do a little more carbs here, you know, up my protein. It was just interesting to see that all kind of come out and the difference that I noticed right away in my weight. Like I just started, I mean, it wasn't overnight, but like every week it was consistent. I would lose a pound or two. It was like another pound or two. And it was just like, this isn't that hard. Like, I mean, it did take work and consistency. It took definitely a little bit of time and patience to, you know, enter all my foods in the app and set my meal plan. I love that I could use the foods I was already eating and some of the meals that I was already, I didn't have to do like all new recipes, you know, that's there if you want it. And that was great to have too. But it just, it surprised me at how, like, if I can put in the work, it wasn't that hard. And I just assumed it would be a lot harder, like that I would have to like really restrict and, you know, not be able to have very much sugar. Like I have a little bit, but not very much. And like when I would fill out my app for the week, I'd be like, man, this is pretty good. So I guess that was sort of what got me started on the program. And yeah, I've just been amazed at how, I mean, relatively straightforward it's been. And that's what I really appreciated, that there hasn't been a lot of guesswork or like, oh, you know, I don't know what to do. If I have a question, I just hop on the group coaching call and my question gets answered. And one thing I really appreciate too about the calls is, you know, when you're in a group program, you never know, like, how much time am I actually going to get? Like, how much attention am I really going to get if I'm not one-on-one with the coach? But I always have Craig's call because with my time zone, that works out for me. And he's very thorough in all of his answers. And he doesn't just like, okay, here's the answer to your question. Move on to the next person. It's really explaining the why behind this is what you're doing. This is answering your question. And like giving plenty of time for follow-up. I never felt rushed. It was like there's plenty of time. And so it was just, I've just been so impressed with the program. It's been great.
Oh, that's so good. And how much weight have you lost total? How long have you been? So talk about, so how many months and how much weight?
Yeah, so I started in August and it's now May. So about 9 months and I've lost 20, let's see, I started at 160 and I'm now at like 135, so like 25 pounds. And I think I was at 33% body fat and I'm now, maybe it was higher than that. I don't remember, but my goal is to be at 20% body fat and I'm at 22 now. So I'm like super close to my goal and my goal weight is 130. So I'm like 5 pounds away. So it's really, I mean, in 9 months, that's,
it's incredible.
I did not expect it to work that quickly.
And what about muscle gain?
Muscle gain.
About the strength training.
Yes. Well, I have 3 kids and I was a stay-at-home mom. So I was like, I might be able to make it work to go to the gym, but it would take a lot of things to go into place. So I just got a set of dumbbells and there's a whole dumbbell program that is exclusively dumbbells, and that worked great for me because it was an easy entry into lifting weights. I'd never really lifted weights before. And so, you know, it was maybe $300 to buy my own set, $250 or something, and a weight bench. And I was actually pretty surprised too at how straightforward that was, that it was pretty consistent. All of the exercises are very consistent, and, you know, it's not like you're trying different things all the time. It's like we're going to do the same program for the whole month, and then you start the program over again. And so you can really get good at the each of the exercises and building the weight, increasing your weight every week or every, you know, every set if you can, every time you're doing it. And so that was really great. And also having the videos right within the app, the instruction videos, if you, you know, you just watch that, because I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And then, you know, if you're doing it a few times, then you're like, I better, then I'll make sure I'm doing that right. And so you can watch it again and realize like, oh yeah, I really need to be like, you know, have my back straight for this part or whatever. And so I saw changes in my muscle within like a couple, probably like a month or two in. Like, I remember sitting in a chair in shorts and I was like, hey, those are muscles. I'd never had like muscly legs before. And like, it wasn't huge, but it was like, wow, I can actually see a difference. And I just, you know, I didn't have really any benchmark for it to like what I was expecting. It was just like, here we go. Let's see how this goes. And within, you know, a month or two into the program, my mom was like, whoa. Like, she could tell, she's like, I can tell in your face, because, you know, it's a little bit gradual at first. But then by like, you know, 3 or 4 months in, I was like down at least like a pant size and just fitting into clothes that I hadn't fit into in years. And then, yeah, like I'm now on like the last notch of my belt, which is really exciting. I'm like, I'm gonna have to put a new hole in the belt. But yeah, so that's been really seamless. So then actually probably 3 months ago, I invested in my own weight rack. And so I've got a barbell, and that was actually really exciting to get to a place where I felt like, you know, I was like, this is real. I lift weights now. Like, this is something I do. And I think I did not expect how, what a boost it would be just for my, emotional well-being and mental well-being to be like, I did this, you know, because it's a pretty big, for me to like start a program like this was a pretty big deal, and to be really successful at it without, you know, like there weren't any huge like hiccups. It just kind of like, I mean, there were definitely times where you like get on the scale and you're like, okay, we're not changing, you know, he's changing. And you kind of, then I would get on a call and Craig's like, just keep going.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here, or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method, but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism build muscle and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast.
And, you know, then the next week be like, okay, well, just 3 pounds were gone overnight, you know, because it would just like kind of hang out the same spot. And then suddenly it's like, phew. And so it's just, yeah. So it's been great. Yeah.
So good. It's so good. And how did the food, how's it fit in with all the kids?
Great. So we sort of usually we'll do the same dinner. I just kind of, you know, I might tailor my portion a little bit toward obviously what my macros are for the evening. I usually just make my breakfast before they even are ready for their breakfast. I might make them cocoa or something. And then for lunch, I have my lunch all prepped. So sometimes my kids like it, sometimes they don't. So we just kind of do whatever works, but I pretty much always know, maybe not for the entire week, but I'll be like, okay, this will be like my next 3 to 4 days. Mm-hmm. And it actually has really helped me to prioritize my own nutrition, because it's so easy to just get lost in the shuffle of like, I just have to make sure they get their food and I'll just kind of get whatever I can throw together. And now it's like, it's kind of swapped. I'm like, wait a second, I need my protein. You guys just have everything. Like, you'll figure it out. No, they get their food, they're fine. But it's been really good for me to prioritize my food to make sure that I am like, you know, I can be the best mom I can be, because those things really matter. If I'm like nourished and fed, I can be like calm and present for them, instead of being like, oh no, what am I going to eat? You know? So that's worked fine, you know, and, you know, I think a lot of parents, we tend to eat things, quite a few things differently from our kids. Like, there are some things that overlap, but some things they're like, I'm not touching that. And we were already doing that before. So it just works fine.
That's hilarious. It's so true. I don't have kids, but, you know, I totally get it. Most of the women in our program have kids. And, you know, you're a single mom. You've got 3 kids. You'd never tracked macros. You hadn't trained before. So obviously this was all completely new to you. And a lot of women say, I don't have time. I don't have time. What advice would you give them if they were, let's say, making that excuse? Because I don't think it's an excuse. But I do believe that, like,
yes,
like, women with kids, yes, we all have the same 24 hours, but you have to do a lot more shit than ends without kids, GA. So obviously I'm like, I do believe you have to prioritize yourself. And so you've made it worse. So what advice would to a woman who thought, I don't have time to do this?
Yeah. I guess I would say that I think whenever we say we don't have time, usually what it means is I don't have a lot of extra time and I don't want to put the priority on this thing. So if you really don't want to put the priority of your, you know, your small amount of time on something like this, then, you know, nobody can make you make that decision. But if it's something that you really want, you can make it work. And I think for me personally, I have to be all in at the beginning and be ready to make those little sacrifices. And also, it was definitely a push at the beginning to kind of get past the uncomfortable phase of like, okay, I have to plan my meal for a week. Like, that feels overwhelming. But I just had to decide that it was worth it for me, and that I was willing to spend a little extra time and shave off a little bit of my, like, you know, TV time or whatever. I mean, you can do it while you're watching TV. Like, at the end of the day, you can fit it in. I think that is, obviously, you don't know everyone's situations, but for most people, it is kind of an excuse. And if it's something you really want, you'll find the time. And it's not that much time. Like, if you break down after the first couple weeks, when there is an investment of time to learn something new, I work out 3 days a week. And it's about, I would say, if I'm not interrupted, 45 to 50 minutes, I'm done. So there's that. And then you're already making your food, but it actually ends up saving time for me because I'm making, you know, six meals. You know, often I'll just make like the protein and then maybe I'll make the carb or whatever on the day, or I'll make it for a couple of days. And I'm already doing that. So it's just spending a little more time thinking ahead and planning, like, okay, how's it going to, you know, how many days is this going to last me? Make sure I'm going to get to the store to get, you know. So it does require a little bit more mental time. But once you kind of get over the initial changes that you have to make, it's not a lot of time that you're actually putting in extra.
And do you feel it's been worth it? The time and the investment of money and time?
1,000%. Like, Kitty, I'm about to tell you, like, can you just send the people that are on the fence? Like, I'll talk to them, because I imagine it's hard to, like, I don't know, when there's all these programs that are available online, right? And you're like, you don't know, like, are these people making this stuff up? Like, but like, I'm a real pro, like, I'll tell people, like, not only have I felt better and I look so much better, it's actually given me just a big boost in self-confidence to know that I can do something and make these changes in such a way that's not, like, it hasn't inhibited my life. It's really made it so much better. Like, the journey has been enjoyable. It's not like, oh, I have to, like, obviously there are times when I'm like, would love to eat a whole pizza or whatever, you know? But at the same time, like, I still eat pizza, you know? Or I still eat dessert. I may not eat two helpings of it, but I haven't been perfect with it. And I've taken days where I haven't tracked, you know, Easter, I had the cinnamon rolls, you know? And I've still been amazed at how I've still been able to make progress.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And finally, what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining any of our programs?
I would say, send me a message and I'll change your mind. No, I guess I would say, think about what it is you want and think about that version of yourself 6, 12, 18 months down the road, and think about how you're going to feel on that day, and let that inspire you to make the leap now, because you're putting in time and love and care for that person. And, you know, you're going to get to that point anyway, that 18, that 12 months is coming anyway, and you could be an even better version of yourself at that point. So if you can, you know, just visualize who you want to be and what you want, and know that if you're willing to put in some time and work, like, you can get there, and it's not going to be that hard. Like, you're going to have to do some work, but not impossible work. And so I think that's the really exciting thing to me about the program, is that it's so accessible and it's so doable, and you're not not miserable. Like, it's enjoyable. So that's what I would say.
Well, that's bloody important, you know. And who doesn't want to eat real food and sugar and carbs? And oh, that was so amazing. Thank you. And it's so interesting. We just get such a range of different clients. Like, you've got no experience tracking macros ever. You've never trained them. We've got women who come in who have been lifting for years and not getting results, or don't have the body they want. So it's what I just love about our system, is it's so customized and specific and allows us to really look at where you're at and like you say, set a specific plan and then track the data and then make adjustments. And as long as you can follow it and take that consistent imperfect action and give it enough time, obviously, as well, you'll get amazing results. And I love that you started with the dumbbells and now you've finally progressed to like the barbell, and that's so exciting.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, with doing that first barbell deadlift was like, yes.
How good is it? Deadlifting is like the best. I can't wait to see you like progress now with your muscle building deadlifting, because it's,
yeah,
I just feel like, oh, everyone, yeah, should
the
be
difference deadlifting. In the last couple of months has been even like really, it's been really cool because you can just lift so much more when you're not trying to just balance those.
Exactly. Yeah. And it works your whole body, like posterior chain. It's the best, like, it's how I built, like, yep, one of the reasons I was able to build such an amazing physique is just getting really good at deadlifting and strong, you know? So I'm excited for you. I'm excited. And it's fun. It's a fun exercise too.
Yeah. My son asked me the other day, he's like, how long do you think you're going to lift these weights? Like, how will you do this? And I was like, well, like forever. I'm like, with stuff.
What, I'm like 80? You're going to be this 80 nana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's so good. Oh, well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. And hopefully you'll inspire some women to get off the fence. It's so interesting, like, how many women say they follow me for so long before jumping in. Do you wish you jumped in earlier? If you obviously had the capacity to do it, like, you know, you said, yeah.
100%. I mean, I think the timing worked for me because it was like, I finally had, like, I think when you have an intense life, now and then you have these little windows where things lighten up a little bit. I mean, that was what that was for me. Yeah, I was like, okay, I can try something new.
And now it's party.
I think I experienced something. Yeah, and so, yes, I would have, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, it just happened to be the right time when I did it.
So good, so good. Oh, well, thank you so much. And you know, if you've been sitting on the fence and you want to find out more about either our group coaching or our one-on-one coaching, I'll pop a link below in the show notes. You can book a free discovery call. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And every month I pick a winner and they get a bag of Saturay Premium Collagen. And I'll be back again next week. And Kelly, I will see you in the program.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.